It's the Sideline View on a Saturday afternoon. The weather is starting to warm up a little bit, which means you can pretty much smell the liniment and the leather in the air as cricket season fast approaches us. Now, joining us to have a chat today about the Scone Sixers girls competition from the Scone Junior Cricket Club is Darren Crowther. Darren, how are you doing today?
Very well, thank you, Andrew. Thank you for having me on the radio. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Good to have you. Now, tell us a little bit about the Scone Sixers competition. For a start, the first one was last year.
Yes, it was. You know, it's a work in progress. We've been trying to launch the girls' program for a few years, and last year was our first go, and it was a huge success. We had 50 girls register. We had six teams of girls in the local area, and it was just a great fun, and girls and the feedback, we just loved it.
What sort of age group are we talking about?
So the girls are from 12 to 18, so it's more like the secondary age group
yep.
of girls that we're targeting.
And it's is it six aside? Is that how I understand, or were they full sides?
Yes, it's six to eight aside. Modified rules. It's what we call the Stage 2 program for junior cricket. The girls will rotate through the field and bowl two overs each. And when they go into bat, they bat in partners, and then they bat for 20 balls each. So they have a great time, and yeah, they just have a blast.
Everyone gets a bat and a bowl.
Yes, that's right. Everyone gets to go, and it's all different levels. So some kids have never played before, so they're just wanting to have a hit with some friends. But then we've got some girls that have got some serious talent, so it was really impressive to see.
And where's it played at?
It's played at Bill Rose on a Friday afternoon. So it kicks off at 5 o'clock.
Yep.
It generally goes for about an hour and a half, and sometimes every couple of weeks we put on a barbecue for the girls, and they love the sausages and the drink after it.
Very nice. Well, that's what it's all about, coming together and playing sport and having a bite at the end of it. Now, Darren, you're looking forward to organising the second season, but there's something very important that you're on the lookout for.
Like I said, it's a work in progress, and we're really wanting to have this program, you know, really run very well. And last year it was just slightly difficult towards the end of the season, trying to get that momentum on a Friday and getting the game set up and the umpires and scorers. And with cricket, as you know, Andrew, it takes a lot to get a game of cricket going.
Yes.
So we're just really after someone within our committee, just under our committee, just to have a coordinator to run that on a Friday. So all it would be for someone to come down on a Friday at 5 o'clock, make sure that the fields are set up, which all the equipment will be there, make sure there's some umpires and some scorers. So we kick off at 5 o'clock and everyone gets going and finishes about 6:30.
I imagine if you've got a girl who's really keen on her cricket, there's probably a parent who's just as keen, so maybe someone like that would be a good choice.
Absolutely, absolutely. Because, you know, a lot of the girls have siblings or boys, brothers, and have fathers that play cricket or love cricket. So, yeah, we're really after a few of those dads or mums come down and really just to volunteer just that time, you know, that hour and a half every week would make a huge difference for us in the committee, but also for the kids, just so they can go out and play cricket and have some fun.
How soon are you looking to getting the competition up and running?
Yeah, it's an interesting one, isn't it, with COVID?
Oh, yeah.
We are trying to kick it off as we would normally, so probably the first, second week of term four, so in October. So we're talking to Cricket New South Wales and hoping that with COVID and the updates every week, we will keep everyone posted through our Facebook and our community pages throughout, you know, Muswellbrook, Devon and Merriwell. We will keep people posted, but we are hoping to get it going the first or second week of October.
Where should they go to for more details?
Yes, registrations will currently underway to put them on. So if you go to Scone Junior Cricket or type in Play Cricket and then follow the prompts, and you'll just ask for a postcode. So just type in your postcode and that will put you to Play Cricket Scone, and you can follow the prompts and register.
All right, we're looking forward to seeing plenty of girls getting out there on a Friday at the Bill Rose Complex and enjoying the wonderful game of cricket. Darren Crowther from the Scone Junior Cricket, thank you very much for joining us on the Sideline View.
Thanks, Andrew. It's a pleasure. And anytime you want to talk about cricket, boys or seniors or anything like that, I'll be more than happy to talk to you.